Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Big 12 makes a move that shocked a lot of fans, but you know what? There is a lot of upside to it. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, and we cover the Big 12. Glad you're here as always. Make sure you are subscribed. Hit that five-star rating and review on the podcast. We appreciate you doing that as always, and we are so glad to have you here. Let us know where you're watching from. That way, we can give you a shout-out live during the show here. So the Big 12 has scrapped the media poll, that poll that last year had Utah winning the Big 12 and Arizona State finishing in dead last. Obviously, it turned out basically upside down. BYU, Colorado, Arizona State, all predicted near the bottom of the Big 12, finished at the very top of the Big 12. Meantime, Utah, Oklahoma State picked at the top of the Big 12, finished near the bottom. So the Big 12, through Brett McMurphy, who had the first report from Action Network, announced that the Big 12 had eliminated the league's preseason media poll. This was a decision by the Big 12 athletic directors and coaches. And of course, you know that Brett Yormark, the commissioner, had a say in this. Now, there's two schools of thought here. One is, this is the worst thing ever. How could they do this? And the other side is, well, who cares? I lean on the side of who cares, and I think there's something bigger here that I will get to. But let me first share what could be a slight downside of all this. One of the purposes of a preseason media poll is to develop hype for your top programs, right? It's hype for the national media. It's hype for all of college football. And they say, whoa, team X, Y, or Z, fill in the blank, was picked to win the Big 12. They must be really good. Watch out, everybody. And they'll get love in the preseason AP poll. They'll get love in the coaches poll because that's how this stuff works. So in a Big 12 that is a complete mishmash when it comes to trying to predict it and understanding how close all these teams are, there is something to be said for having the media that theoretically knows these teams better than other media, right? It's largely regional media. It's team-by-team media. And yes, there is some national media in the preseason media poll. But theoretically, these are people that should be covering the conference very closely. So once again, all in theory, I understand. But what it can do is build up the preseason hype for certain brands in your conference. Now, you may sit there and say, I don't care. That's not what this is supposed to be about. And that is a reasonable thing to say. But in a league that doesn't have that traditional blue blood or blue bloods right now, there can be value in that preseason media poll. That's the only thing, though, that is possibly missing now for the Big 12. Largely, this is a win. And I say this as somebody who had a vote. Now, I don't think that media gets to be condemned because none of us thought Arizona State was going to be any good last year. They went 3-9 2 years ago. They had a lot of unproven players, right? Sam Levitt comes in. We all think he could be good, but no one really knew how good this guy was going to be. First year in the Big 12. Also, most Big 12 media did not watch Arizona State. So last year was a perfect storm of getting it wrong. Like, if there was a media poll this year, I don't believe that the media would have been nearly as wrong as we all were last year. Last year was a special set of circumstances. We had four new teams coming in, Colorado, the Arizona schools, of course, and Utah. And, you know, we just assumed, for better or for worse, fair or not, that Utah had a really good program. Bringing back a veteran quarterback was going to be good. We knew, though, that he was brittle. So if he went down, who knows? Colorado was bad 2 years ago, had a good start, and then faded down the stretch in 23. And the Arizona schools, well, one of them was actually trending in the right direction. That was the Wildcats. They lose their head coach to Washington. They bring in a new guy, but you figure a lot of the same pieces are there. They should be halfway decent. And Arizona State was more or less an abomination that was trying to build a program with a young head coach. And we were basically wrong about all of them, right? Arizona came in way below expectations. Arizona State, Colorado came in above expectations, and Utah came in below expectations. So we were most wrong in the Big 12 media about those four new schools out of the Pac-12. I do not believe that the Big 12 preseason media poll would have been as bad this year had we had one. That being said, I'm glad it's gone. And I say that as somebody who had a vote. I'm glad it's gone because, frankly, as someone who wants to see polling go away in general, if this leads us to a place where other conferences are like, what's the point of this? And then maybe there's no AP poll, or at least no AP poll until, let's say, the middle of the season. There's certainly no preseason poll. Then that is where I want to see this sport go. I want to be in a college football world where there's no preseason polls. There can be predictions from people like you and me, and we can talk about this all day on the Heartland College Sports Forums, right? We can do that all day, every day. You can give predictions, preseason magazines, the whole thing. But preseason media polls, I'm fine with them going by the wayside. But I also want to see coaches' polls, and I want to see also AP polls gone. At least until mid-October. At least until mid-October, if not later. Because they are also just as worthless. I mean, it's harder than ever to predict any of this stuff in college sports, whether it's football or it's basketball. Let's not forget that KU was the preseason number one last year in college basketball. How did that work out? Utah was picked to win the Big 12 in football. How did that work out? Because of the transfer portal, because of players coming and going, recruiting trends changing, everything is moving so quickly, especially in the two major revenue sports, it is harder than ever to predict this stuff. So why are we doing it at all? Why are we doing it in the Big 12? I know the Big 10 does not have a preseason media poll, so good on them. And why are we bothering with it at the national level? Get rid of all of it. We don't need any of it anymore. Let it all go by the wayside as far as I'm concerned. So I'm not upset with the Big 12 preseason media poll leaving. I want them all gone. Get rid of every single one. So I know a lot of you are saying that right now, that the Big 10 doesn't do it. And I say, good. The rest of us shouldn't do it either, and then get rid of it at the national level. So this is something that I also want to see just happen generally, and I want to have the conversation. I want to see college football media folks have this conversation. Let's see. I want to see if the college football media's egos can handle this conversation. Because for too many of them, they're like, you're not going to take away my preseason poll. You're not going to take away my AP vote. Because these guys and gals, they wait for years to become an AP voter in some cases. They are very proud. It's their cocktail party thing to talk about. I'm an AP poll voter. Yeah, nobody cares, buddy. We really don't. Not impressed. Congratulations. But there's a lot of that out there. So from a Big 12 perspective, what do we do? If the Big 12 media can all come out together and say, we don't care. It's not about us. Yeah, we screwed up royally last year. We didn't see the 2024 season playing out the way it did in the Big 12. And if this is a step in the right direction for all of college football, sign me up. Mike Gundy was always critical of these preseason polls. I mean, Gundy would just crush them. And he was right to crush them. He's like, how do any of us know what these teams are going to look like? And even if, let's say you were covering Arizona State last year, right? You're an Arizona State beat writer. And you're like, boy, these media guys predicting the Sun Devils in last place, they're dead wrong. Well, good on you. I mean, you know, that's obviously part of your job, being there day in, day out covering this team. But there's 15 other teams, right? So how do you have a better read on what the other 15 look like? You may say, hey, this Arizona State team, based on what I'm seeing, based on what we've got on this roster, is not going to finish dead last in the Big 12. Fair. But still, you've got to rank the other 15, so that is easier said than done in most cases. So that's why this whole thing should just go away. The NFL doesn't do this. The NBA doesn't do it. Major pro sports does not do it. Why are we bothering, especially as college sports becomes more and more like the professionals? It's fun. We can talk about it. We can make predictions. None of this changes that part of being a sports fan or covering sports. But the official polls are worthless, and they're more difficult to predict than ever before. So we need to scrap them. We need to get rid of them. And as far as I'm concerned, good riddance. Now, if we were to put together a poll, though, you tell me who you'd have at the top. All right? I mean, and I will put together my preseason predictions. I'm not quite ready for it yet. It's still, as of this conversation, end of June, early July, when we're talking to you right now, depending on where you're at. Obviously, this is a very difficult year, once again, to predict in the Big 12 Conference. That's what makes all this so, so hard.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
And we're glad you're here. Please do like the video and make sure you are subscribed to the channel. As always, if you're a Big 12 fan or just a college football fan. And thank you, as always, to our radio affiliates as well. I mean, right now, I've long said you could make the case for half these teams in the Big 12 to potentially win this thing. You can make the case for Arizona State, Baylor, BYU, Iowa State, Kansas State, TCU, Texas Tech. That's eight right there. And I didn't even list, because I know some of you are going to say, what about Colorado if things break just right? What about Utah? But I just listed off eight teams right there where every single fan base is like, we should be number one. We actually had somebody in the forums this week talking about this, and they put their well-thought-out preseason predictions into our Heartland College Sports forums. They started a whole thread. And their top four, this is not mine, but their top tier was Arizona State, Kansas State, Baylor, and TCU. So, listen, that would not be a surprise at all. Would that be a surprise to you? Wouldn't be to me by any stretch of the imagination. Like, some of you are going to say, well, how do you leave Texas Tech out of there? Fine. But here's the thing. Baylor and TCU are two teams that have not gotten enough preseason attention. Everyone's talking about Arizona State. Everybody's talking about Texas Tech. And Kansas State has just gotten a decent amount of love the last few years. But Baylor and TCU are two of those teams that right now in the Big 12 are not getting the preseason attention that I believe they should be getting. And by the time we get to the middle of the season, we're going to have one, if not both of those teams in the mix for a trip to the Big 12 championship game. There is no doubt in my mind about that. Sonny Dykes and Dave Aranda have a lot to like going into this season. So, like, that was a top four where I said to myself, that's pretty good. I think the guy's name was Barry on the forums, which are free, by the way, at heartlandcollegesports.com. But some of you are going to say, hey, I got to see Tech up there. I got to see Iowa State up there. Let's not forget about Utah. Can we talk about Kansas after the way they closed the season? I totally get it. Tim writes here, oh my goodness, Tim, this is either a freezing cold take or the hottest take of the year. West Virginia will be in Arlington this year. Bank on it. Or Tim is drinking heavily. That's entirely possible. Listen, Tim, it's one thing to say that you think the Mountaineers are going to exceed expectations, but that's a take of all takes here in the Big 12 offseason, my man. I love Rich Rod. I love what he's doing. I love the potential turnaround. I do not love West Virginia playing for a Big 12 championship as something I'm taking to the bank anytime soon. I can't do it, brother. I love you, but I can't do it. Jordan said, I'd have Arizona State at the top because they are the defending champs. They bring back a lot of key players. Even though replacing Scadaboo will be a tall order, I think Baylor's going to be good. I have to see Texas Tech do something in a big spot. I have not seen it yet. That seems to be, outside of Lubbock, that seems to be the general consensus about Tech. See it to believe it. And I'm fine with that approach. I don't know if I'm going to put Tech in my championship game yet for that very reason. It feels very cliche to do that. And I'm not against doing something that's considered kind of par for the course if I believe it's going to be right. But one thing that does not get enough consideration when talking about putting together a team that has, you know, dozens of guys who have never met each other out of the portal, that is a very difficult thing to do. And in football in particular, when you're trying to make all these new pieces work and come together on the puzzle, it is difficult. And in this day and age of college football, I don't believe we talk enough about how hard that really is. Pete, the Retzlaff situation at BYU throws such a potential wrench in their potential. Yes, that is very much true. We got to wait to see how that plays out. There's no doubt about it. So I'm with you there. Pete, if I had to give a top five, it's K-State, Arizona State, Texas Tech, Iowa State, and BYU. That's not a bad top five either. I mean, Iowa State is not getting a lot of love. That's another team I'm somewhat surprised by. I know they lost a lot to the NFL by their standards, but you've got your quarterback back in Rocco Becht. You know that defense under John Heacock just replenishes. And there may be an argument to make that Rocco Becht as a college quarterback can be better than Brock Purdy when all is said and done. I'm not guaranteeing it, but it's possible. Now, I'm not going to say he's going to become, you know, Mr. Irrelevant turned into a $250 million quarterback. That's not my premise either for Rocco Becht. But talent-wise, I think he's ahead of where Brock Purdy was at this time, wouldn't you say? I think that's a totally fair assessment on Rocco Becht. Chief Till says here, Pete, we should not have any polls, including AP or coaches, until at least week six. I agree. Middle of October is the earliest we should be talking about polls of any kind. And if we never have them until, let's say, the college football playoff puts out its first polls in early November, I'm okay with that, too. I mean, the AP poll is just really built then to influence the college football playoff poll. Jim says the Big 12 is so wide open. That's what makes this conference so great. You nailed it, Jim. You nailed it. I mean, that is what makes. I mean, there's not another conference in the country that's going to be talking about 7 to 8 teams as teams that can potentially win the entire conference this year. There's not another league in America that comes close. ACC, Big Ten, SEC, please. It's 2-3 teams. We all know it. I mean, you know, fan bases can always dream in the offseason, but it's 2 or 3 teams, maybe 4, that will realistically get discussed as potentially winning that conference. In the Big 12, there's at least 7. You might argue as many as 8 or 9, where those fan bases can legitimately say, if things break just right for us, we're winning this conference. Nowhere else does that happen outside of the Big 12 conference, and that is what makes this conference so unique and so much fun right now. Let's see, Bracket Cat. I'd take Baylor over BYU in my top 4 if I was looking at this. Okay. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Polls are free exposure, writes Clint. ESPN and Fox won't do it for you. Yeah. Well, so are you making the case then that polls are good for the Big 12? Because the polls just end up, here's what the polls end up doing. The polls end up stacking all these SEC teams in there. And then as a result, what happens, right? They have, if 10 of the SEC teams are ranked and the number two team, let's say Georgia, loses to the number 18 team, Ole Miss, well, Georgia's only going to fall down to like 6 or 7 or 8 maybe because, well, they still have a loss even though it's to a top 20 team. So how far can we really move them down? When you jam in all these SEC teams into the top 25 and then they only play 8 conference games, you get a double whammy of SEC bias where suddenly if you do lose, you only play 8 conference games. But if you do lose, well, it's a ranked loss. So we got to make that worth something, don't we? Wink, wink, nod, nod, right? That's the name of the game. It's a total shell game. That's why the AP poll should also be going by the wayside as far as I'm concerned. Get rid of all of it. Preseason media polls in the conferences, preseason AP polls, nobody can predict any of it anymore. I'm done with them. And we should all be done with them unless you like the bias and the trends that have been continuing in college football for way too long at this point. Joyce, I got that one off my chest. Oh, I like this. Mr. Monkey, Pete, you should do a show on the top 5 chaotic things that will happen in the Big 12 in top 20 in 2025. Don't give me any ideas. See, that's the crazy part about this. The top 5 chaotic things that will happen in the Big 12. There are so many things that are going to be chaotic in this conference this year, and I can't even pretend like I'll be able to predict them. I can try, but there's going to be some wacky, you-know-what happening this year. Kyle says, we can all agree Cincinnati, UCF, Colorado, and Houston won't be in the conversation, so that leaves 12 teams to pick from. See, I agree with that, Kyle. That's why I don't believe the Big 12 preseason media poll would have been as wrong this year as last year. I just don't. I think that it would have been more accurate this year than it was last year. Like, I just don't see a path for any of those teams outside of maybe Colorado. If they hit the quarterback, they're stout on both lines, offensive and defensive, better than they're getting credit for. They are maybe better in the trenches than they've been during Deion's tenure in Boulder. So maybe they can surprise. But, you know, right now, honestly, I would probably put Oklahoma State in that list and swap them out with Colorado. I think Houston should be in there. Cincinnati, UCF. I frankly would probably throw Arizona in there right now, even though I think Fifita can turn it around a bit, but Brent Brennan has a red hot seat right now. There's no doubt about it. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, and we are so glad that you are here as always. All right. Just a reminder too, we got our merch shop up and running. We will link to that in the show notes after the show. We got tees like this. There you go. We got hoodies. We got it all. And we are giving away merch as well. If you leave us a nice 5-star rating and review on the podcast on Apple, we will hook you up with some free Heartland College Sports merch. So we will do that here throughout the week. Let me see where we're at right now on those. We've got 847 ratings on Apple. And I would love to see you drop one and leave a nice review. This is the time of year to do it. It helps us a lot as we get set for the start of college football. So thank you, guys. We're so grateful that you're here. And join those Heartland College Sports forums. They are free, as always. A great live show. Grateful for you. I think we've got our streaming issues figured out, by the way. Just let me know if we had any hiccups or any issues on this. But I think I've got that all figured out. Google Fiber, I mean, I'm not skimping on the internet, but I had to make a few tweaks to make sure we were all good to go. So grateful for you guys. Love this community. Love our fellow Big 12 fans. Subscribe to the show, and we'll talk to you soon at heartlandcollegesports.com. Have a great day.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.